Maybon Ritual, The Second Harvest. Maybon, September 21st, is the fall equinox. This time holds the night and day in perfect balance, as the wheel turns towards the dark half of the year. We honor the aging of the great goddess as she passes to the crone stage, and her consort, the god, prepares for death and rebirth. At this time, we give thanks as we yield our harvests and turn inward for the cold months. This is an auspicious time to finish old business and take time slowing down from the business of the past season. Allow yourself time to pause and reflect on your life as you celebrate Maybon. Adorn your altar with autumn colors and gourds, pumpkins, horns of plenty, wheat, and pomegranates. Have a glass of apple cider and a red apple on the altar to be used later in the ritual as a libation. Take a comfortable seat and ground and center yourself in preparation for ritual. Inhale and exhale slowly and deeply several times. And allow your mind to become calm, clear, and focused. Feel your tailbone press down into Mother Earth and your head extending upwards to the starry heavens. It is in this place that you make your dreams a reality, grounded in earth and uplifted to the gods. Imagine a golden, protective mist encircling your sacred space, moving you into time outside of time. Face the direction of the east and say silently or aloud, "Air of the east, cool autumn breezes and falling leaves, flow through me and cleanse me of any unwanted thoughts and feelings. Hail and welcome air." Face the direction of the south and say, "Fire of the south, waning solar light and blazing hearth fire, fill me with the power of growth and change as I prepare for the cold months. Hail and welcome fire." Face the direction of the west and say, "Waters of the west, cleansing rain and thunderstorms, connect me to my intuition, emotions, and dream nature as I give birth to my new reality. Hail and welcome water." Face the direction of the north and say, "Earth of the north, bones of my ancestors, connect me to those who have gone before me. Help me to walk in their ancient wisdom. Hail and welcome earth." Breathe into center, the place of stillness at the core of your being, and say, "Center, inner cauldron of transformation. I go within so that my magic may heal myself and the world. Hail and welcome center." Welcome in the great God as you say, "Great God, Maybon, Thor, Hermes, and Green Man. I invoke your presence into this sacred space. Hail and welcome gods." Take a deep breath and invite in the great goddess as you say, "Great goddess, she of 10,000 names, I honor you this season as Morrigan, Persephone, Pomona. Hail and welcome, goddess. And say, by the earth that is her body, and the air that is her sweet breath, by the fire of her bright spirit, and by the waters of her living womb, by all that is above and all that is below, I am between the worlds. And what I do between the worlds changes and blesses the world. The circle is cast. Blessed be. Close your eyes and relax into your body. Feel the gentle rhythm of your breathing as you go deeper within. Within to the mysterious. Within to the point of balance. Maybon is a time to honor the harvest that you have reaped. A time to rest and be grateful. A time to feel connected and still. Experience this now as you realize all the many seeds you have sown this past year. Now, in your mind's eye, see yourself walking along a path, noticing the sights and sounds of the fall season. See the glorious pumpkins and gourds all around you. Smell the smoke of burning hearths in the air. Feel the crisp, cool autumn air on your skin. Find yourself walking along a path into the distance, enjoying this sacred time alone. You notice a magnificent tree in the distance that looks as old as the earth herself. Visit this tree. Touch its bark. It looks like a crone goddess of wisdom that's been waiting for you through the seasons. Embrace this grandmother tree and feel her energy. Breathe into her mystery and knowledge. On one of the barren branches hangs a beautiful, bright red apple. You realize that this is a gift for you from the crone tree. You reach up and gently pull the apple from the tree. You smell its juicy ripeness and somehow understand that biting into this apple will infuse you with wisdom. The tree begins to speak to you in a language only the two of you understand. The crone tree asks you what it is that you need to know or remember right now in your life. And you think on something that has been challenging you, or that you simply need a greater vision around. Once you bring that to the forefront of your thoughts and are ready to receive this wisdom, bite into the apple on your altar. And as you slowly and mindfully chew this bite of apple, allow the crone wisdom of the goddess to fill you. Do this in silence for several sacred moments. And even if the answers do not come to you right away, know and trust that they will come in divine timing. You thank the Grandmother Tree for her ancient beauty and wisdom. You leave a libation, an offering of apple cider at her feet. You embrace her in any way that feels appropriate and promise to return to her throughout the seasons whenever you seek insight. She will be there for you during every season and cycle of your soul's journey. Now find yourself walking back along the path from which you came, noticing again the sights and the sounds of the autumn season, breathing into the beauty of this magical and mysterious time. Allow yourself to feel balanced and at ease as your awareness fully returns to your body. And find yourself in front of your altar. When you are ready, gently open the eyes. Please take your apple cider libation and offer it to the ground beneath a tree. And spend some time with this tree and allow it to share its wisdom with you. If going outside now is not appropriate at this time, save the libation for the next day, as your intent will still be pure and powerful. Thank and bid farewell now to the goddess, the gods, center, the earth, the water, the fire, and the air, by saying to each of them, stay if you will, go if you must, hail and farewell. Mabon, blessings to you. Blessed be.